This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, the day after the 4th of July here in the Paracast, we have the one, the only, the inimitable Don Ecker, host of Dark Matters Radio. Our guest co-host is J. Randall Murphy. And we're going to have a fascinating session. In fact, there's already one interesting question from our audience that we'll deal with later. But right now, I suppose we should deal with other issues. Now, I wanted to go back a little bit in the past because last week we were talking about a book, Traveler, a fictionalized version of the Aurora, Texas case. And there was a piece that you posted in the Paracast forums, Don, about William Cooper. Maybe give our listeners kind of a remembrance of that.
William Cooper was a fellow that surfaced back originally in July of 1988 on the old Paranet system when it was still being helmed by the founder, Jim Spicer. And he came onto the Paranet with a story that while he was a naval crew member on board a diesel submarine back in the mid-1960s, he was a lookout on the bridge when he witnessed a gigantic UFO object leave the ocean and fly up into the clouds, and then shortly later, either that object or one identical to it came back and once again dove beneath the waves. Now, that was basically his original story. As time went along, he had allied himself with John Lear, the son of aviation stormy genius Bill Lear of Lear Jet Corporation. And Lear, during that period of time, had released a inflammatory thesis on the UFO topic, claiming that the United States government had entered into a secret treaty with extraterrestrials here on planet Earth in an exchange of for technology from the extraterrestrials. This is what was in Lear's paper. The government allowed the ETs to conduct covert animal mutilations, cattle mutilations, and abductions of human beings for biological material and biological examination. As time went along, both those guys were coming under increasing scrutiny and sometimes fierce criticism because Cooper had allied himself with Lear. As more time went along, Cooper's story evolved and changed from what was originally a simple military sighting to being an insider in the Navy on a covert naval briefing team in Hawaii that made him privy to practically all the conspiracies then current in the United States and around the world. You had to be there to witness it and to believe what was happening. Now, there were a lot of things going on then. The Bob Lazar story, which came out of Las Vegas with television journalist George Knapp, and many others. Well, because of my position at UFO Magazine, I was privy to all of this, actually quite a bit more. Some of it later became public knowledge. Other bits and pieces didn't. But as this was going on, alliances were changing. There was a lot of acrimony that was happening. Cooper, originally a very polite guy, not the overbearing thug that he later became, but Cooper was apparently dealing with a lot of personal demons. He had a severe alcoholism problem. He became extremely antagonistic toward anybody that ever questioned him or his sources. It would get to the point where there would be screaming, shouting matches. And at several UFO conferences where Cooper attended, even degenerated into physical fights. I mean, it was quite a shameful mess, quite frankly. Now, because of several things that happened in Vegas involving Lazar, George Knapp, John Lear, and Bill Cooper, Cooper had appeared on one of Knapp's television programs along with John Lear. And along with Lear's original hypothesis, there was another document that popped out called the O.H. Krill Papers.
O.H. Krill Papers. Now, if I was writing science fiction, anything with the word krill would sound like a really big cliche.
Well, you've got to be familiar with the history of a lot of this, which I am. Back in the 50s, naval intelligence in the United States was contacted by a woman back east who alleged that she had been in mentally telepathic communication with an extraterrestrial by the name of Krill, C-R-Y-L-L. And that's a little known footnote in the history of UFO history. And the Navy investigators came out, they questioned her, and they did some kind of an investigation on it. And we're talking now, we're talking over 60 years ago. So the O.H. Krill documents, K-R-I-L-L, actually ended up being another thesis that John Lear and another guy by the name of John Grace, who then, back then, was still an active duty Air Force non-commissioned officer, NCO. Grace had written some other things, conspiratorial things, some wild, crazy theories about UFOs that he bundled up in a book called The Matrix. Lear knew the guy, and they worked on this document. And the problem was, Cooper had claimed that back in the early 1970s, when he was a part of this naval briefing team in Hawaii, had seen these documents in Navy files. Well, that was patently impossible, because Lear and John Grace had only just written these documents a year or two before. So anyway, when Lear heard Cooper say this on this interview, that he had seen these papers in the Navy back in the 70s, he walked up to him and he said, Bill, he said, what are you doing? He said, what do you mean you saw the papers? I saw the papers. No, you couldn't have seen the papers, because John Grace and I just wrote these papers. And Cooper just continued to emphatically state, I saw those papers. I mean, this was a guy you truly could not talk to.
And folks, this story is just beginning. We haven't begun to explore all the things that happened involving William Cooper and these other people. We will continue talking about Cooper with Ecker and Murphy and Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, and multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Don Ecker, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy. We'll change the order to make sure everybody's happy. And we're talking about William Cooper and his wacky, wacky life. Done.
Yeah, so Cooper, always a paranoid person, always feeling that everybody for whatever reason, was out to get him, suddenly went on the attack. He attacked John Lear. He attacked George Knapp. And when I say attack, I don't mean a physical attack, but began writing, calling them, which was something he was to become known for, agents of the secret government out to destroy Bill Cooper's information. Lazar ended up taking some of this fire when Cooper claimed that Bob Lazar had been arrested, okay, by the police for running a narcotics laboratory. Now, that was patent pure crap. Although Lazar had been recently arrested and charged, not for running a narcotics laboratory, but for something else, and which I'll explain. But the bottom line was, Lazar had been, and is, I mean, the guy, whatever about his background is true or not, the guy was an electronics genius. And in Clark County, Nevada, which Las Vegas is situated within Clark County, prostitution is illegal, although throughout most of the rest of the state of Nevada, prostitution is legal. And Lazar had known a woman that ran a brothel in Las Vegas, and she had asked him to come over and set up a computer system for her and security cameras for her bordello. Now, in Las Vegas, like I said, prostitution is illegal, although I think we all realize that as a normal run of events, prostitution is overlooked by most of the law enforcement authorities. I mean, after all, it's a vacation town. It's a gambling town. It's a drinking town. Of course, you're going to have prostitution. So how Lazar ended up being arrested when Knapp had run his original series of reports, which disclosed Bob Lazar and Area 51 to the world, okay, they garnered, his television station garnered unbelievably huge ratings. As a matter of fact, the television station was receiving inquiries literally from all around the globe about this Lazar story. Now, in Las Vegas, they play hardball, and some of the other media companies and TV stations in Vegas were really upset over the huge ratings that Channel 8 had received for these George Knapp reports. So they hired private detectives to follow George Knapp around and Bob Lazar. Lazar was seen going into this bordello. Knapp became privy to the information, and he knew that the competing TV stations were going to do a special report on Bob Lazar seen entering a house of prostitution. I don't know how Knapp found out. I guess he's pretty well plugged in, and he convinced Lazar to preempt this by coming on his show and basically announcing what he had done. Well, that was an election year, okay? District attorneys were running for the position, and we all know how politicians can get really, really wonky during an election year. And here was a guy coming on television on George Knapp's program announcing he had set up a security system for a house of prostitution in the city of Las Vegas. Well, they immediately arrested Lazar and charged him with pandering. In other words, earning a living off of a house of ill repute, which is not what he had done. But, you know, hey, why let a few facts get in the way of a good story? So Cooper took that information and twisted it for his own purposes, because the other thing that Bob Lazar did in his off hours, he ran a speed lab. And what I mean by a speed lab, he was a jet car aficionado, and he had built himself, using a jet engine, a car capable of going over 200 miles an hour, propelled by a jet engine. He called that his speed lab. Matter of fact, I had photographs of his car when I ran my my stories in UFO magazine. So I saw all this. I was privy to the inside information. I saw what Cooper was doing, which was basically attempting to destroy these guys by smearing their reputations. So I began my investigative piece on Bill Cooper, which ended up becoming known as the Whistleblower Series. Several years ago, one day I received an email from a guy I did not know. And I read the email. He described himself as a writer and a journalist. And his name is Mark Jacobson. And Jacobson lives back in Brooklyn, New York. He writes for New York Magazine. He's done a lot of writing back there. He's a well-regarded journalist. And he said he was working on a project, and he wanted to pick my brains about the early days of the UFO field, and primarily involving people like John Lear, Bob Lazar, and Bill Cooper. And a couple of other people, too, Lars Hansen, which also figured into this story because of the JFK assassination angle. I mean, guys, this is an incredibly complex story.
It sounds like a smorgasbord of conspiracy theories all packed into one. And before we go on, and Don, it's your turn this time, we've got Don Ecker talking about Bill Cooper and lots of other wacky characters. J. Randall Murphy is our guest co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in.
Where are we? Oh, the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It appears there's some evidence against President Trump's optimistic assessment of U.S. relations with North Korea after his recent summit with Kim Jong-un in Singapore. The North is now accusing the U.S. of what it calls gangster-like demands on its nuclear program. The comments came after high-level talks between North Korean officials and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. An unnamed foreign ministry spokesman lashed out at the U.S. and called the meetings regrettable. During the June summit, the president was confident that North Korea would begin denuclearization right away.
We signed a very, very comprehensive document, and I believe he's going to live up to that document.
North Korea says our expectations and hopes were so naive that it could be called foolish. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I was trying to be funny, and I guess it went over like the proverbial lead balloon.
They've been saying that about me for years. Trying humor and never seems to work. Not to be too humorous, we have, of course, the Paracast Plus. And after the Paracast, our specialty show that is so unusual, we never know what's going to happen next. And that's what makes it so great and so surprising. We have Don Ecker. We have J. Randall Murphy, and we're talking about the smorgasbord of conspiracy theories. Let us continue, Don.
Yeah, so here we had a situation that had so many facets to it. There was so much going on then, not only with the situation involving Bill Cooper, John Lear, George Knapp, and others, but there was another complex conspiracy situation that normally one would not think would enter into UFOs, but it involved the November 1963 assassination of President John Kennedy. Now, I gotta stop for a second and I gotta go back a little bit before much of this other business began to happen and basically unravel. Lars Hansen was a guy who for years had been kind of on the outlier area as working as a writer and a journalist. And Hansen had always been fascinated by the facts of what had happened with the JFK, the John F. Kennedy murder in Dallas, Texas. Now, he had been working, at the time he was located in California, he'd been working with a couple of guys in Northern California. And these guys had gotten their hands on a fourth, possibly fifth generation copy of the Zapruder film. Now, what they wanted to do was to take this to a lab and basically examine it frame by frame to see if there was anything in this Zapruder film that might provide some more evidence about what actually happened. So what they did with this copy of this film, they took it into the lab, they washed all the Keller, because originally Zapruder film was a Kellered film, okay? It was not just black and white. It was shot in, as NBC used to say, in living color. So they washed the Keller out of the film. Now they were working with basically a black and white film. And as they're examining this, just at the almost the instant that Kennedy is shot in the head, for just a brief flash of a second, there is what looks like the driver holding a handgun pointed back in the rear of the car. Now, when Hansen saw that, he started working on the assumption that the Secret Service driver, there were two Secret Service agents in the car, Roy Kellerman, who was in the passenger seat, and William Greer, who was the driver. Okay. And he got a copy of this, and he was looking for somebody with a lot of money behind them, deep pockets, to launch a real first-class professional investigation. Now, he was down in Denver. He was down in Las Vegas. And when he was in Las Vegas, he came across a flyer that had highlighted John Lear giving one of his UFO talks somewhere. Now, at that point in time, we're talking about 89, okay, 88, 89. Lear was one of the hottest tickets on the UFO circuit, not only because of his inflammatory thesis, but also because he was the son of Bill Lear, of Lear Sigler Corporation. I mean, you're talking about a high-profile guy. Not only that, but Lear had been a pilot, had flown for CIA contract airlines in Southeast Asia during the Vietnam War, and then in other areas of the world, around the globe. And, I mean, you know, here was somebody that initially had a real flash of glamour. So Hansen went to see Lear, not knowing at the time that Bill Lear, Lear's father, who then was deceased at this point, had disinherited his son, John, okay, before he died. In other words, he cut him out of the family fortune. I'm not sure what the hell happened, but they had some kind of a huge falling out. So Hansen made one of the biggest mistakes of his life. He gave a copy of this tape, this Dallas, it was called Dallas Revisited, to John Lear. Well, Lear immediately made a bunch of copies and started sending them around to people he knew. And one of the people he gave a copy to was to Bill Cooper. Suddenly, Bill Cooper said, "Oh, my God, where did you get this? Oh, I've been looking for this for years." And then he started to claim that he had read all about JFK's assassination in his secret Navy files. Okay? So he began incorporating this into his talks. And showing this is one of the highlights of his talks. And over the next several years, people began to actually, and I'm talking about all around the world, not just here in the United States, but all around the world, that JFK Secret Service driver, okay, was actually the shooter that fired the fatal headshot into JFK. Now, at first, Cooper was claiming that the guy used a 45 caliber automatic pistol. But when it became obvious that there was no muzzle blast, and a 45 has significant muzzle blast, then he changed his story. He saw some video from the Frank Church Committee hearings in the 70s.
Don, just before we go on, I'm not a gun expert, so when you say muzzle blast, it sounds to me like it's in Greek. I'd like to order two muzzle blasts with the gyro or something. Can you explain to our listeners?
Yeah, I can. I mean, it's pretty self-evident. When you fire a 45 caliber pistol or any other firearm, okay, there's a blast of gas resulting from the propellant, the gunpowder, pushing the projectile out the muzzle. And this flies out the end of it. And in a weapon as powerful, especially at close range, as a 45 caliber automatic pistol, it has significant blast coming out of the muzzle when it's fired.
We've got more to come on the PowerCast. We've got Don Ecker explaining all sorts of interesting things about William Cooper and all these wacky conspiracy theories. J. Randall Murphy, guest co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the PowerCast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You see, now I'm learning more and more about guns. And I have to tell you, through my entire life, which is many, many thousands of decades, I've only actually handled a gun once. I know Don feels pity towards me, right?
Hey, everybody's got to do what they got to do.
But as long as we have heroes like you who handle those weapons and protect us, we don't worry about it. Go ahead, please.
Well, Cooper then changed his story because he had seen a clip from the Frank Church CIA hearings where the CIA at one point had developed a air pistol, a pneumatic air gun that would fire a pellet virtually soundlessly filled with toxins or a poison, which would incapacitate and then kill the intended target. So he changed his story from this 45 that the driver had to an air gun. And it was all, once again, patently crap. What actually did everybody see? Well, back in 1963, men, for the most part, all around the country, used in their hair that greasy kid stuff, like Brill cream, okay, to slick down their hair. When Lars Hansen and his two other buddies had washed the Keller out of this poor multi-generational copy of the Zapruder film, that flash for just an instant that looked like a gun was actually a reflection off of Roy Kellerman, the other Secret Service agent's head. Excuse me, he used that greasy kid stuff. So this was literally to fill the airwaves, the TV waves, all around the country. All the tabloid shows of the day at one point or another mentioned this. Now, while all this was happening, Hansen was going ballistic over what Lear did. He had specified to Lear that this is not for general dissemination. this is strictly for your eyes only, Lear basically betrayed that trust, especially when he gave it to a charlatan and a fraud master like Cooper, who immediately incorporated it into his dog and pony show. So I'm contacted by this writer back in New York, and we set a date where we had a telephone chat about 3 hours. I basically gave him a thumbnail sketch of everything that was happening at that time. We're talking about circa 1988, 1989, and 1990.
Just for a second here, we've kind of jumped from Lazar and Knapp to Hansen and Lear and Cooper, and so I'm kind of wondering, is there any connection here still between Lazar and Knapp, or just to help keep our listeners focused on the train of events here? Is Lazar and Knapp long gone and over with, and now we're simply
on to... No, they're not.
Okay, so we're going to bring this around and connect that back up with Lazar and Knapp at some point, I'm assuming.
Well, you'd be assuming right, Randall.
All right, cool. Let's carry on.
Thank you. So, what we now had, okay, was this morass that literally was tearing the UFO field apart. As I told this to Mark Jacobson, the writer, I sent him back copies of a lot of my research on this. You see, Randall, part of what we're talking about is concerned with the notice that I put up on the Dark Matters radio site on the Paracast, this up and coming book. Now, I realize that this, is a long, convoluted, and complex story. But basically, what we were getting to was the facts of this book. And I had also provided to Mr. Jacobson a copy of my two-hour expose show that I had put together on Bill Cooper. And by the way, that show is available in the Dark Matters Radio site on the Paracast. I don't know if you've ever heard it or not. But
Dark Matters? Oh, yeah, good show. I've listened to quite a few episodes. Fabulous resource for the ufology community.
So this was something that Jacobson incorporated a great deal of my research into his book. Now, basically, a lot of people who are not familiar today with Cooper, he was shot and killed by police. He was involved in a gunfight with police attempting to serve a felony warrant on him for threatening someone with a handgun. Guy was basically a medical doctor who had inadvertently somehow entered Cooper's property, turned around, and left. And Cooper chased him down, forced him off the road, and pulled him from his car at gunpoint. I'm sure the poor guy was terrified. Cooper then was also wanted by federal authorities for tax resistance and bank fraud. I mean, like I said, complex story. This guy had basically, he ended up burning all his bridges in the UFO community. Now, George Knapp was one of the people that put a light on this guy, showing his prevarications, his lying deceit, his outright plagiarism, and a number of other things. One of the things that Cooper had done was to go after Robert Lazar, the alleged Area 51 scientist who claimed he had worked on recovered alien technology. Now, like I said, I had been on the scene with most of this. Now, back in 1988, and then 1989. There were then no heart bells. there were no Don Eckers because I began broadcasting my first radio show in 1991. It had been years hence since there were other broadcasters like Long John Neville and later his wife, Candy Jones. There basically was nobody out there. There was no internet per se where people could go to look this information up. But there was a guy in Las Vegas by the name of Billy Goodman who had what ended up being a wildly popular radio program called the Billy Goodman Happening until the radio station, for unknown reasons, I don't know why, canceled the show and fired Goodman. But for a while, he had a hot, hot radio program, and it was hot. It took off when shortly after Bob Lazar came onto the scene through George Knapp, and Goodman secured him on his radio show. And good heaven, the intense curiosity. And it was a big signal. At certain times of the night, you could hear his show literally all over the western United States. Now, during this early time, one of Goodman's callers called in was Bill Cooper. Bill Cooper came on this show and gave Lazar a glowing testimonial about how he, Bill Cooper, had personally checked out Bob Lazar through his contacts, and the guy was the real thing.
You know what? Well, we have some more real things to talk about in our next segment. And before we split, let me remind you to go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com for the Paracast Plus. Write that down. That's plus.theparacast.com once again. That's plus.theparacast.com. You have no idea what's going on here. Anyway.
It happens sometimes.
Yeah, well, it won't be heard, so who cares? Anyway, Don, Randall, Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.